I remember one incident where Pearl liked the way Earl Garner played, especially from this moment. For once in my life, think of Tony Bennett sings, only Earl Garner does it up the tempo. For once in my life, and then she liked the way Earl played it, so she called Benny Carter once and said, "Benny, get the record of Earl Garner's playing For Once in My Life and put all the notes that he played on the piano in the van." Why did he do that? That was almost impossible to play. But we played it, a lot of rehearsing. Imagine picking out all those notes, the same, and it takes a guy like Benny Carter to transcribe all those notes that Earl Garner played. I took that arrangement on a Tonight Show with Doc Severinsen one time, and Doc said, "Well, I'm going to go in and warm up Lou in my little practice room. You got the rehearsal." So I said, "Okay, pick out For Once in My Life." And all the guys started sweating. Gee, wait. So Doc came running out of the dressing room. "What was that?" I said, What that arrangement? What is that?" I said, "Oh, I just finished playing that in Lima, Ohio with a college man." Which is a lie. He said, "You did what?" I said, "We just played it the other night in Lima, Ohio with a college band. They played the daylights out of it. Play it again, guys." We had to play it three or four times for Doc Severinsen. He didn't believe it. He said, I told him the history of that. He said, "No wonder. Wow. We made him sweat." That's interesting. That's Benny Carter for you and Earl Garner. They could do it. And the Tonight Show had a heavy band. They had Snooky Young, Clark Terry. They had Conti Condoli. They had Tommy Newsom, Pete Chrisley. They had a lot of heavies on that band. And they struggled with it. I finally laughed, and Doc looked at me and said, "You're kidding me, that Lima, Ohio." I said, "No, they didn't play that." I wouldn't put that on him.
He'd be having nightmares to this day.
Yeah. We pulled that out only on bands that thought they could play good. Said, "Oh, you think you can play good? Okay. Let me hear you play this."